that we're talking about godparents this morning. And I think that the whole thing comes together very much on prayer, which is why I used that reading from the Gospel of Luke. Because we know that in our Christian lives, prayer should be at the centre of everything. Sometimes when life sort of gets so overwhelming and things start to sort of fall apart, we think, what's going on? And then we quite often realise that we've lapsed in our prayer or our prayer life, and that we're expecting God to just do things for us, yet we haven't been talking to him. I think one of the privileges of being a godparent is that we are asked to pray for our godchildren. For those who are not godparents, that doesn't mean to say you can go to sleep. You can go to sleep if you want. But actually, if you just look around you, just as Stuart did, and saw that child, there's nothing to stop us praying for everything that we see. Every child that we see, every new Christian or potential new Christian. I'm sure that most of us, all of us, know people who we would like to come into God's family, but they're still, for whatever reason, not wanting to make that step. So we can pray for them too. And it's a particular privilege to be able to pray for our godchildren. So I thought we'd have a look at what godparents are meant to do. When people choose their godparents, some people think very, very carefully about it and choose people in line with having investigated and found out what the role is. Others choose family members or close friends, whatever. But everyone, when they come to a christening, all the godparents actually make some very, very strong promises. And I always give them a little sheet beforehand to have a look at what role they're taking on, because the last thing we want is for people to come into church and stand up before God and make promises that they're not aware of or certainly didn't know about before they stepped in a few minutes before. We want them to actually understand what that role is. And that role is based in prayer. So we may live, some of us, Amy was saying how she's so pleased to have some of her godchildren close by. And that's a real joy and a blessing. For some of us, our godchildren are now living far away. But that doesn't mean to say that we can't still pray for them and that we can't still be concerned for their spiritual life. Because as a godparent, we're sort of adding to the close family and asking people to be concerned for the spiritual life of our children. And as we all know, if we're aunties and uncles and grandparents or whatever, sometimes it's actually a little bit easier if you're a step away from that close family unit when our godchildren need somebody to just maybe come and you know, lean on for a little bit, or as Linda was telling us, to share something that they feel for whatever reason they can't share with those who are closer family. So as a godparent, we're there to pray and we're there to let that child know that we are there for them at any time in their life. It doesn't mean that when they get to 18 or 21 that's all over and done with. We're there for them at any time in their life. It also means that we're there to support the parents. Sometimes it might be difficult these days with people having to work shifts and having to work sometimes on a Sunday. Sunday is no longer a day when everybody is available. So it might be difficult for parents to bring their children to church. Another opportunity for godparents to say, you asked me to be a godparent, would you like me to take your child along to, it may be Sunday church, it may be messy church, it may be something that's happening in the holidays, it may be to do with the local church, or it may be something further away. It may even be that you might be able to help financially with sending your godchild away to a venture camp. I was saying to Keith only the other day, as we looked at our granddaughter Charlotte, she's 8 and has just gone to Brownie Camp for the first time for the weekend. And I said to Keith, gosh, do you remember Jenny and Christopher went to their first venture camp when they were about 8 or 9? And so even though we were thinking, gosh, Charlotte looks so young and vulnerable, and I was thinking, actually, our children went away to a Christian venture camp at that age. And we are so thrilled that we were able to do that and able to send them, because we know that what was put into their lives on those holidays has stayed there and will always be with them. And so there's all sorts of different ways that we can support our godchildren. And I think really we could look for even more opportunities if we really tried. So being there to support them and to be an example to them, just as Stuart was saying, you know, children watch us. And so if we're saying one thing and then we're behaving differently, they will spot it. And so that's, again, is another responsibility upon us to make sure that we are living our lives as well as we can. And so that when they copy us, they're copying good things and not things we'd rather they forgot. At a christening service, godparents make promises. And I'm going to take this out of here for the moment. So they make promises. And there are some really, really strong questions. You know, this isn't sort of, oh, this is jolly nice, you know, let's do this thing and then let's go and have a nice party. There are some really strong questions. Will you pray for your godchild? Draw them by your example into the community of faith and walk with them in the way of Christ. Now, that's not soft, is it? And so every godparent who says, I will, has promised that before God. Will you care for them and help them to take their place within the life and worship of Christ Church? That means that, however, to actually come and to be with other Christians, to, if they can come on a Sunday, to be part of the children's work. At school, encourage them when they come home and talk about Open the Book. We're so fortunate that so many schools actually welcome Open the Book teams to come every week and to tell the children the stories of the Bible. You know, there was a time in our education system when that just didn't happen. For about 20 years, you have a generation of adults now who didn't have that opportunity when they were children at school. And we're so glad that our local school welcomes the Open the Book team in and all that they do. And if you speak to any of them, they will tell you how wonderful it is when you're walking through the village to have children running up to you and saying, hello, I was there on Tuesday, I saw this, I saw you playing this character. And they love it. They're being included in the stories of Jesus. And I think that's wonderful. And we need, all of us need to encourage that even more. Anything that we do, Jesus should be at the center. And then they're asked questions on their own behalf. And again, they stand there and they are asked to turn away from all things that are against God, the wrong in our lives, and to stand against the wrong in the world. It's not easy to stand up and be counted. I'm sure many of you know that. But sometimes we're asked to stand up when we see something that's not right, or we hear something that is really unacceptable. It's not easy to stand up and to be counted. But when we do, God
attributes it to us as righteousness. Now, that's a bold statement for me to say, isn't it? But I do believe it. That when we stand up for what is wrong, God is there and he's nodding and he's saying yes. They're also asked to, if they turn to Christ, to turn positively towards Jesus and to follow him. Again, it's not something that we can just glibly say yes to. When we're saying yes to that, we're saying that we will turn to Christ and we will follow him for the rest of our lives. And we will show that example to our godchildren and whoever else is watching us. And so I thought that we would combine the prayers. And I'm going to finish now in a time of prayer. And we're going to pray for our godchildren and for godparents and for ourselves. So let's pray. Lord God, we pray for our godchildren today, that they may grow strong in faith and love, discovering more of the world around them and exploring your great love as they work and play and rest. In Jesus' name. Amen. Loving God, we pray for godparents everywhere. You call us into relationship with you and with one another. You give us friends and family to be with us on life's journey. We thank you for godparents who pray for us, who listen to us, who help us make good choices, and show us more about Jesus. Bless them on their journey of faith and encourage them in their prayers for the children of every age that they promise to support. In Jesus' name, amen. And as godparents ourselves, we pray. God of light and love, thank you for the joy of being a godparent and the opportunities it gives us to journey with our godchildren as they grow in faith. Keep us faithful to the promises we have made to pray for them and to encourage them to deepen their relationship with you. Help us to be a prayerful, supportive, and loving presence in the lives of all our godchildren, and to model to them a life rooted in you, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And it's all about prayer for everyone. So we end with loving God. If we are parents, help us in our daily task to build homes that are places of love, laughter, and learning. If we are godparents, help us through the years to be faithful in prayer, to listen well, and to grow in wisdom. If we are grandparents, help us to encourage and support across all generations. If we are friends, neighbours, or family, may we strengthen those around us as we show kindness and care. And may each of us reflect your great love each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.